Jaya Se Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vaishnava. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare. Everyone, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Because this time the lights are supposed to be on at this point. again, all together. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Again, all together. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, O Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.
And again, everyone.
Hare Krishna.
Hare.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, as we continue this divinely beautiful Leela, we will become increasingly aware of how Yasoda Mayi, despite her firmness, is always overwhelmed with intense love for Krishna, not knowing, not even caring to know, who he is or how powerful he is. Her maternal affection eclipses everything. And although there was reason enough for her to desist in her attempt to try to restrain her boy, she refused to even consider such a possibility. It becomes evident that he, Krishna, or God, is so under the spell of her unselfish, eternal motherly love that for her sake, he knows himself as the child who anxiously looks here and there to see if she is on his track. And when she cautiously sneaks up on him, he runs for his life. So last night, we heard about that grand chase and how Krishna was quickly down from the grinding mortar and running as quickly as his little legs could go from his mother, who held a stick in her hand. And she was running after him, determined to catch him. And he was determined to escape. Seeing his mother's anger, Krishna burst into tears, then laughter, and then he just ran. A rainfall of flowers fell from her hair as she ran after him, calling, "Where are you going, O best of thieves?" And we heard also how he was afraid of the stick in her hand, and he was determined not to get caught. Yasoda, on the other hand, was determined to capture her wayward son. He ran like a baby rain cloud, carried by the wind in the sky path where all the clouds run. And then we heard how, thinking that she would not follow him to where there were usually many people, he ran outside the compound, thinking, "Mother will not follow me here." But she knew that today everyone was busy and no one would be there. And so she hotly pursued him. And as long as he did not look back behind him, she could not catch him. But when, out of curiosity or fear, he turned his eyes slightly to see what she was doing, she managed to grab him. And he did not want to be caught. But she did not fail to capture him. Because of her determination, she was able to persevere until she became successful. And now she's caught him. For his good, she expressed her anger and disapproval, wanting to infuse good behavior into him. Her only concern was that one day his exuberance would cause him some harm. His mother forcefully placed his little, small, crying, sobbing lotus face before hers as she tried her as he tried his best to hide the ghee that covered his limbs. Yasoda said, "If you wish to steal from my house, then you must see the stick in my hand." Yasoda raised the stick, but she never ever thought of using it. And little Krishna, he cried and cried and cried. "You must not beat me. You must not beat me. Don't beat me." And Yasoda, thinking that he shouldn't be too frightened, she put down the stick, but she chastised him very strongly with her words. She said, "O best of thieves with clever words, from now on I will not give you any butter. I will keep you locked in the house so you cannot go anywhere and play. You will not be able to see any of your friends. Although you are the son of the king of Braj, you play with monkeys and you have a nature like monkeys." And then, to give his mother some fear, he said, "If I am a monkey, then I will go to the forest and stay there." Oh, as we heard yesterday, this comment made his mother begin to worry. And she thought, "A proud little boy like this just might do it. Since I'm alone and I cannot continue to pay attention both to the house and to this child, I must tie him up." And then she threatened him, saying, "O thief, whose graceful, restless eyes place a spell on everybody, I will tie you up, and do not think that you can stop me." As Yasoda was about to bind him, he became so angry that he breathed with a hissing sound. And he called out very loudly, "O Rohinima! O Balaram! Where are you? If you don't help me now, this woman will tie me up. Come, come, come quickly! Come!" Unfortunately, because Rohini and Balaram had gone to Upananda's place, his cries did not reach their ears. Rohini loves Krishna even more than Balaram. And hence, if she had been present, she would have prevented Yasoda from her intended plan. Nevertheless, although she didn't hear this crying baby boy, the other women who were neighbors, they heard this sound. And they heard him being scolded, and they heard him crying, and they quickly came to see what was happening. And the sight of Krishna sitting there, covered in traces of ghee, made everybody laugh and surprised at the same time. There he was, the little thief who had regularly visited their houses, and when believing that he was unobserved, he had stolen their butter and sweets. And now, here he stood, caught. They gazed at him. And laughed, saying, "Has something happened at your house?" Seeing his mother standing by the grinding mortar, tightly holding his hand, and seeing him, his anxiety, his tears, his fear, his unwillingness, and his eyes rolling in anger, whilst helplessly, pleadingly, turning towards his mother and seeking for help. And seeing the firm, stern look of determination on his mother's face gave rise to compassion in the lady's hearts. Yet, at the same time, they had each had their own experience of his naughtiness. And thus they smiled at one another, knowingly, at last, the thief has been caught stealing in his own home. Looking at his mother, their eyes say to her, "You did not believe us. But today you have caught him red-handed." Yet they also know that Yasoda loves him so immensely. And it is her love that makes her so strict with him today. They also understand that she must punish him, regardless of the pain it may give her, or the compassion that they all feel for this sobbing child. Although both mother and son are exhausted from this great chase, Yasoda cannot allow herself to be influenced by the helpless look on his face, nor can she yield to her own fatigue. Everything must be done for his sake. Wishing to teach her small son a lesson, Yasoda removed from her hair a silk ribbon to place gently around his tender body and tie him to the mortar. But surprisingly, the silk ribbon was too short by the measurement of 2 fingers. So she carefully took another ribbon from her hair and she tied it together with the first one and then placed that around his body. And again, she found that the combined ribbons were still 2 fingers too short. She was surprised. And the women were surprised. But Krishna was thinking, Mother Yasoda, full of maternal feelings, Krishna was thinking, today I cannot be bound because I must do my daily duty of stealing yogurt and playing with my friends. Unless I agree, there is no possibility that she can bind me. And therefore, the rope remained 2 fingers too short. Mother Yasoda, full of maternal feelings for her son, was determined to teach him what is right and what is wrong. So she brought many churning ropes from the house. And when they were all tied together each time, she could not encircle the waist of her small son. This small distance has become as vast as Brahma's universe. Yasoda's gaze then fell upon the ladies who had come to see the fun. And she asked them to bring their fine silk ropes from their homes. She said, O Vraj Gopis, I have no more ropes, so bring your ropes stored in your houses. One of the ladies brought rope, too short. Another lady brought her rope, tied together, still too short. They bring the most exquisite ropes, silk, soft but strong. And yet, how wonderful. Now, for them, they're feeling so much joy because they can serve mother and son together. So, the most precious things that they have in their homes, the most precious things are his. And thus, while Yasoda is busy trying to bind him, the swiftly running ladies attract other ladies who also come along with their children, bringing their ropes. And they too rejoice at the opportunity to have a closer look at him. They all gaze at him, sitting there, loudly crying, rubbing his eyes. And they all feel deeply for him, but they can hardly grasp what is taking place. Carefully and deftly, these ropes are tied together, and yet, again and again, they are 2 fingers too short. this shortness cannot be overcome. Now, it seems that all the ropes in Vrindavan have been joined together in a fruitless attempt to bind this wondrous child who is the master of the universe. Enjoying this scene, the ladies quietly laugh as they're watching this take place, while secretly tasting a special kind of joy in their hearts. Krishna does not want to be bound, so who can bind him? He sits crying in a gentle, sweet voice. And all his dear friends, like Subal, also quietly weep. Meanwhile, Yasoda is almost at the limit of her strength, and yet her enthusiasm does not yield. Her heart palpitates with her heavy breathing. Her hair is loosened and her face is decorated with drops of perspiration. Tired and overwhelmed, her labors frustrated, she sits down to rest. Any other woman would have given up. Observing this wonderful incident, the elderly gopis try to relieve Yasoda's anxiety by saying, "Oh, Yasoda, you are the mistress of Vrindavan. You are the most blessed woman in the whole creation. A moment ago, you tied a small golden belt around Krishna's thin waist. But now you cannot bind him with all the ropes in your house. Despite the number of ropes you tie together, they always end up too short. We can see with our own eyes that nothing has changed with him. And yet these ropes cannot bind his tender body. His small waist is not getting any bigger. The rope is not getting any shorter. But still, the rope cannot go around him. This is amazing. Something miraculous is happening here. There is some mystery. The long rope of joined pieces reaches all the way around your house, but not around the waist of your small child. With a gentle smile, they say, "O mistress of Braj, this thief's charming beauty enchants everyone. We told you previously that his enchanting power makes even the original thief of all thieves tremble by his great power of bewilderment. Have you fallen victim to his magic power?" Yasoda replied, "What does this foolish little boy know? He was born at the wrong time, And thus he does not know good from bad. But I think it is you who know magic tricks. You pretend to be indignant, but in your hearts you are favoring him. You have some secret magic power, and you are using it to prevent me from binding him. The ladies answer with a laugh. They say, no, we do not know anything about secret powers. O noble Yasoda, we bow down at your feet. To you, we solemnly swear, we know nothing of bewildering magic tricks. Yasoda accepts their words and it occurs to her that Gaga Rishi, who held her little child in his arms and gave him his name, had spoken of some divine power that would always be near this child. It is probably that which prevents me from binding him. This child does not know anything of it. This must be the work of the potency of the Supreme Lord that stops me from tying up my son. The elderly ladies continue, they say, as you cannot tie up his waist with all the ropes in your house, then it must be concluded that it is his good fortune and that he should not be tied. Listen, Yasoda, give up this attempt. Although advised in this way, Yasoda was insistent. Even if evening comes and I tie together all the ropes in this whole village, I must find out just once the extent of my son's waist. Looking at Krishna, still sitting, crying, she becomes even more determined in her resolve. He is my child. I cannot let him triumph today, or he will never obey me, and nor will he learn how to behave with dignity that befits the son of the king of Braj. Looking around, Yasoda demands more ropes to be brought. And with even more eagerness, she continues with her task. Because of his mother's hard labor, her whole body becomes covered in perspiration, and all the flowers have gone from her hair. Because of the strain, she is completely out of breath. She almost feels as if she's completely defeated by her child. But she will not give in. Even if it costs me my life, I must do everything I can, and I must bind him. With eyes filled with tears, he takes a glance at his mother, his beloved mother. She has reached her limit. Joyfully, she has taken the most extreme effort for his sake, because she loves him so much. He gives his consent. She may bind him. She did not hesitate to give all her strength. Only this kind of love can bind him. To be bound by her is so easy when he wants it. Now he becomes merciful and agrees to be bound. His mercy is the king of all shaktis, illuminating everything else. It melts the heart of the Lord as if his heart was made of butter. The ropes had been 2 fingers too short. His unwillingness to be bound made his Lila Shakti manifest infinity, or the boundlessness of time and space. So how could he be bound? How can you bind the wind? How can you bind infinity? But now his willingness to be bound has induced the Lila Shakti to become unmanifest. Krishna himself now shows his mother how only love can bind him. He was not willing to be bound until his mother herself exerted herself to the utmost, to the end of her strength. Only this kind of exertion evokes his mercy. The shortage of 2 fingers was filled by effort and mercy. The effort and the fatigue due to service, and the mercy of the Lord arising from seeing that effort and fatigue. Therefore, all those who wish to serve him on all levels must endeavor to their utmost, whilst also depending on his mercy. It is his mother's joy to completely exhaust herself for his sake. And it is Krishna's joy to experience the strength of that love. And thus, giving up his childish stubbornness, he became bound in 1 second by the first 2 pieces of silken ribbon, and no other rope was required. Actually, he himself is the true bond of everyone. How can you bind up the one who for all eternity is the fullness of beauty and charm, and has bound everyone in Braj in an inseparable union with him? Although he instills fear in everyone through time and death, he flees in fear. Although he travels more quickly than the mind, he is caught by the strong grasp of his mother. Although he is condensed bliss, he cries in sorrow. Although he is all-pervading and everywhere, without any limits, he is limited by being tied up. In all these instances, Krishna is revealing directly to Yasoda his innate quality of being controlled by his devotees. It is through love or prema, the essence of the chit shakti, that becoming controlled by the devotees arises and gives rise to the Lord's highest bliss. And here, the position of Yasoda is the greatest. What to speak of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, or even the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, who is the Lord's constant companion in service? No one can compare to Yasoda. The possessiveness of Yasoda was not disturbed by anything. He is mine, and I must teach him right from wrong. She thought, Krishna fully depends on me. I must see to his welfare alone. Her love is so intense, and his mercy is so intense. What more can be said? Krishna belonged to her. Even Lakshmi did not attain the fame that Yasoda attained. Nobody else can tie him up. And now, after tying him up, Yasoda sternly rebuked Krishna some more. And then she called some boys and she engaged them to stay and guard him. And then, accompanied by all the ladies who had helped her, she happily went back into the house. All the blissful moods of spiritual love harmonize perfectly in Krishna's childhood pastimes. And what happens next is also super, super, super extraordinary. But you will have to wait one day and one evening and another day to find out more. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. Thank you very, very much, Jagatarini. I'm always conflicted. Can we say Jagatarini Mataji, or is that not respectful? We can say Mataji to you? Yes. Yeah, I also think of you in a sun-like fashion. Yes, thank you very, very much. It is a genuine experience to see these lilas of Krishna through your research. And yes, my dear devotees, we have now heard also in the session with Burijan Prabhu a lot of Krishna Lila, how Indra comes to Krishna, and the interesting interaction between them until he's finally at a place where he can surrender. Yeah, so please let us conclude this evening with a nice kirtan. Gokrishna suggested a very interesting raga because it requires a lot of vocal presence. I request you to participate wholeheartedly. Then it's much easier to lead a kirtan when we do this all together, this kirtan. Please join. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Katyane Satanine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Once again, with all of us present in it, Shri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vinda.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna
Just offer a hopefully helpful suggestion to you. We have been chanting throughout the retreat, but every time we sit down and sing Lord Krishna's sacred names, it should be always the feeling that this is almost a freshness, the first time. Especially in this kirtan, I request you to sing, and while you sing, try to find that stream or that river that flows through the human heart. You could call it love, but that's a high word. Devotion, perhaps, where you call out to Krishna with a really sincere intent. Please avoid mechanical chanting, because that is so dry and unsustainable. So catch that river of devotion and you will see, you will flow down really, or move, or be moved by that river. Please. Let's sing now. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna.
Beautiful, but perhaps a little louder, perhaps.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Everybody sing again.
Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare.
One more time, and please bind your mind to syllables.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Yeah.
May I request you to take your seat? Hare Krishna. So, my dear devotees, it is very important that we prepare our mind for tomorrow. See, since now more than 20 years, Bhujan Prabhu, Jagatarini, Mataji, and myself, and sometimes other presenters, have been trying to shape and craft these retreats in such a way that it is possible for each participant to make a deep spiritual experience. We feel very happy that we somehow came up between the two of us with this idea, alone with Krishna. Actually, this particular alone with Krishna, I cannot take any credit, that is Bhujan Prabhu's creation, but we have been talking about how to make these Govardhan retreats more experience-oriented and not only learning-oriented. So this is a little bit what we do. Let me see what is going on, if I'm sensitive to you at this moment. So, good. So, and one idea, we have been doing this already for a few times, but just now we had a meeting, just this before Prasadam, noontime, that we want the tomorrow to be a day where you can process your experiences. Another way to express it is you can reflect upon it. For this is the very important, we felt, in the midst or somewhat at the mixed, midst, I'm sorry, of the retreat, to have a day where you can digest, was another word we came up. Bhujan Prabhu looked, I think you looked up what is processing, what it means, what we should do, and perhaps you can share your discoveries soon. The idea is, my dear devotees, let this information and let it not just run through us like a river in some ways, where we don't hold anything, where we don't catch anything. There are various options for tomorrow, which start early in the morning with Pancharatra Prabhu's Govardhan circumambulation, parikram. Then there are two groups which go out, one led by Jagatarini Mataji. When do you leave? Have you fixed already? It's it will 8:30, and another group. Where do you go to? Nandagram, wonderful. And there is another group going out led by Prashanta, which will go to Radhakund. Is it also at 8:30? Most probably 5:30 already. You know, or you? Good, 5:30. They will also gather there. So you please see if you are going to go on these retreats or retreats, these excursions, please give yourself the time for digesting, reflecting, and so on. If you choose to stay here, you might like to go on your own to Giriraj, and sometimes after breakfast. We will serve breakfast again at 8:30, same time, and stay at the sacred mountain. Or you might see. Please don't. We were afraid when we gave this day. Please don't go use this day for excessive emailing, having all the difficult conversations which you have postponed up till now, or going into the shopping areas that of Loibazar and Govardhan thing. Please don't break the flow of the retreat, because it will be then difficult for you to go through the rest of the experience, 2 full days. See that you really use it. And I was once, we did in the few days ago an experience where we went with devotees to a few sacred place and places, and then our leader said, now for 1 hour we will not have kirtan, while we walk we will have japa. And you should have seen our group immediately. Emailing was going on, voicemailing was going on, talking about. And I said, it's interesting when you tell devotees now it's time for you and Krishna, they fall back into the other things which are necessary, but at other times. So please try to keep the energy high in your life. You will be a little on your own up till 4:30. 4:30, all of us will come together here for an exciting session led by Bhujan Prabhu and I believe myself. That is at least what we have discussed today during lunch. It will be a session where we will lead you again in reflective exercises, like free writing, a little bit like you know from Alone with Krishna, but with a different focus. There will be group discussions, and then there will be inputs by the two of us, which we hope are helpful for you to draw out more of the essence of your experience that you can accompany you for the rest of the day. So, very important, the date, the time, what was it? When do we all meet together? 4:30 here. Afterwards, there will be a small kirtan, but then the evening is absolutely free for you. You will take your dinner, and there will not be anything that goes late into the evening. The session will stop latest around 6:30, 7 o'clock, so that you have time for your dinner and the rest of the evening, because right after this day, right after tomorrow, the next day, the day after tomorrow, we will resume the schedule as you know it, with a morning program, first session, and then Alone with Krishna, and then other the sessions of Bhujan Prabhu and Jagatarini, as you know. I really do not know if, due to my language, and perhaps if I was successful in conveying to you the what is the theme of tomorrow, that is, please make it a reflection day. And those of you who lead workshops or parikrama, please see that your participants will be, that you can lead them in a space where they can reflect. No? This is very important. If you eat, and never digest, there will be, at one stage, you will have constipation. So digestion is very important. Otherwise, we can't do anything with that, all this blissful experiences. Good. This is from my side. Now I will look around. Bhujan Prabhu, I see you sitting here. The voice of the Govardhan Retreat is already getting ready.
Can you help me? Okay. Everyone stand up and gather your energy and focus. And you know what we're going to do. You can probably guess very easily. We're going to raise our hands very high in the air. And we're going to say, Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam. Okay. But so enthusiastically that well, you know what will happen. The roof will...
Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe.
Sa Bolo Kirin,
Bolo.
Good night. Hare Krishna.